Chelsea are this season's Premier League champions.
It's been an amazing turnaround, hasn't it?
From 10th last season to champions this season. Yes, an amazing turnaround.
Brilliant. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about Chelsea, the new Premier League champions. We're going to talk a bit more about the club, its players, and its history.
And in this week's language focus, we're going to look at some phrases you can use to talk about a sports club from your country. But first, let's look at the Premier League headlines.
Chelsea win Premier League for the fifth time.
Chelsea won the Premier League title with two matches left to play by beating West Brom 1-0 last Friday. The substitute, Michy Batshuayi, got the title-winning goal to spark wild celebrations in the stands.
Chelsea bring the party back to Stamford Bridge.
Just 3 days after winning the Premier League title, Chelsea had a home game against Watford. Chelsea won the match 4-3 with a late goal from Cesc Fabregas. It was a thrilling match and Chelsea's club captain, John Terry, also got on the score sheet in what could have been his farewell match for the club.
Champions League places go down to the wire.
In other Premier League news, Arsenal, Manchester City and Liverpool are fighting to qualify for the Champions League on the final day of the season, with 3 points separating the three clubs.
Wow, fantastic celebrations at Chelsea. They will be given the Premier League trophy in their final match this weekend against Sunderland.
Another party for the fans. The race for the Champions League places is exciting too. We could even get an extra match.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a bit complicated, but two out of City, Arsenal and Liverpool could finish on the same points, the same goal difference and the same amount of goals scored.
And if that happens, there'll be a playoff, an extra match.
Yes, exactly. Some of the results will make this happen are a 1-1 draw for Arsenal against Everton and Liverpool losing 2-0 against Middlesbrough, or City drawing 3-3 at Watford and Liverpool beating Middlesbrough 3-0.
An extra game, that would be a bonus. Right, let's get back to Chelsea.
Their full name is Chelsea Football Club, but to their fans, they are the Blues.
And now they have another name. They are the Champions.
So, Chelsea have won the Premier League for a fifth time.
Yeah. Only Manchester United have won more Premier League titles than the Blues. So, what do we know about Chelsea?
It might be difficult to find on a map.
Chelsea isn't a city, so you won't see it on a map of the UK. Chelsea is an area of London. Chelsea is actually one of five Premier League clubs in London, in the southeast of England. None of the London football clubs are actually called London, although West Ham now play at London Stadium.
Chelsea is in West London and is one of the richest areas of the UK. It's said that Chelsea fans are the richest in England.
Chelsea's current owner is Roman Abramovich, who is from Russia, but is a Chelsea resident. But the club has a long history. It was founded in 1905 after two brothers bought Stamford Bridge.
But did you know that Stamford Bridge, Chelsea Stadium, isn't actually in Chelsea?
No, I didn't.
It's actually in Fulham, which is another area in West London. Traditionally, Chelsea's strongest rivalry is not with Tottenham or Arsenal, but Fulham. Fulham versus Chelsea is the West London derby, but Fulham are not in the Premier League at the moment.
No, they missed out on promotion this season. So that's where Chelsea play. Let's talk more about the team.
They play in blue, and as we said earlier, their nickname is the Blues. It's surprising how many teams are called after a colour, like Liverpool. They're called the Reds. I prefer something stronger, like the Gunners.
Well, that's because you're an Arsenal fan. How do you think Chelsea have turned around their fortunes so quickly? They finished 10th last season.
The manager has been one big difference. Antonio Conte has arrived and he's just got the team winning. The team is playing really well.
Yes. If Chelsea win their last match, they will have won 30 matches this season. A Premier League record. Conte also changed the team's formation.
Yes, playing three centre-backs has definitely worked for them. Another reason is that Eden Hazard and Diego Costa rediscovered their form from two seasons ago.
Very true. And buying N'Golo Kante from Leicester was a masterstroke.
So the players, the manager and the system. Three good reasons that Chelsea are Premier League champions.
Chelsea fans must be over the moon.
Yes. The fans will create an amazing atmosphere for Chelsea's final game of the season. The fans will sing and chant for the full 90 minutes. Their favourite song is Blue is the Colour, and I'm sure we'll hear that one.
And they've got the FA Cup final next week too. They could do the double.
Yes, maybe, but I think Arsenal will win that.
Of course, Jack.
We want you to tell us about a sports club in your country. To do this, we want you to talk about five things.
The first is the club name. What's the club's full name and what do fans call them?
In the UK, sports clubs always have nicknames. There are lots of ways to say what a club is called. You can say they are called, or their name is, or their nickname is, or even they are known as.
In my village, I'm known as Inteligente.
Really? I'd never have guessed.
It's true. The second thing we want you to tell us is where the club is. Is the club in a big city or small town? Is it in the north, south, east or west? Is it on the coast or is it in the mountains? We want to know something about the location.
The third thing we want you to tell us is the history of the club. Chelsea was founded over 100 years ago, but Chelsea's greatest success has been in more recent times. They've won the Premier League 5 times and in 2012 won the Champions League, beating Manchester United in the final.
Pay attention here, as you'll need to use a passive form. Earlier, I said Chelsea was founded in 1905. If you want to say who founded the club, you need to use the preposition by. Arsenal was founded in 1886 by workers from a munitions factory.
Liverpool was founded in 1892 by John Holding after he got into an argument with Everton. I looked that up on Wikipedia.
I like that. He got into an argument and said, "Stuff you, I'll make my own football club."
Perhaps he didn't like the colour blue.
That brings us to the next point. We want you to tell us about the club colours. What colours do the fans wear and what colours do the players play in?
We use the preposition in. Chelsea play in blue and Liverpool play in red.
Lastly, we want you to tell us about the club now. How's the club doing? Who's had the best season?
We're talking about now, so you'll have to use the present. I said Chelsea are playing really well. How's your team doing?
As the season is near the end, we can use the present perfect to talk about players' performances.
Eden Hazard and Diego Costa have had amazing seasons. Who's had the best season at your club? Has anyone really stood out?
Tell us five things about your favourite sports club in the comments section. And remember, if you want us to correct your language, write correct me at the beginning of your comment. There were lots of great performances in the Premier League last week. Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil have been great for Arsenal. And Gabriel De Jesus and Kevin De Bruyne have been brilliant for City.
But this week, instead of a player of the week, we've chosen our team and manager of the season.
That's right. Antonio Conte's Chelsea have been brilliant. From Courtois in goal to Diego Costa up front.
We've got an article on how they won the Premier League for you to have a look at. There's a link on the side of this page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to hang up your boots. It's an idiom that means to stop doing something permanently or to retire from a sport. Steven Gerrard hung up his boots last year.
Well done to Lubomir and Numrut from Ukraine, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, El Ghul from Algeria, Shabonyanok from Russia, Adam Mamado from Sudan, and Emir from Bosnia. You all got the right answer. What's this week's phrase?
This week's phrase is... It's a relevant phrase this week because Chelsea will be given the Premier League title this weekend. The verb is to move something to a higher position. The Premier League will give Chelsea the... and John Terry will... above his head.
Congratulations to Chelsea once again.
Before we go, we want to tell you about this week's Fan of the Week. It's Hakan from Turkey.
Hakan's favourite Premier League team is Leicester City, and he's a big Galatasaray fan in Turkey.
It's great to have you on the website, Hakan, and to learn more about your life in Turkey. If you want to know more about Hakan, head over to the new section, Fan of the Week, in the fan section. There's a link on the side of the page.
And if you want to be a fan of the week, just send us an email or a comment and we will help you put an article together in English. We would love to get a Premier League fan from every country in the world.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.